Every time a wildfire sparks like those in Northern and Southern California, the same questions arise. Are they preventable? And if so, how? CAP Radio's Ezra David Romero explores a potential solution already in practice on the small scale in places like Lake Tahoe.
A change in weather is coming, and David Murray's concerned.
We were hoping the wind event wouldn't happen. So there's going to be some erratic winds, some higher winds.
Murray's colleagues call him the burn boss. In preparation, his crews are using hoses to put out the perimeter of a fire at Sugar Pine Point State Park on Lake Tahoe's northwest side.
You can see that smoke up there. That's a nice large cedar that's probably burning about 70 feet up.
Murray ignited this fire on purpose, and he doesn't want it to get out of control. This is what's called a prescribed burn. It's a tactic used to prevent future wildfires, to improve biodiversity, and to restore the forest. Many of California's forests are dense with young trees and thick shrubs. This is because of logging and a century of not letting fires burn when they ignite. This makes forests prone to devastating wildfires. Murray wants to take this dense forest and open it up. He thinks it should resemble a mosaic of open patches of trees.
So once you change that stand structure, you're able to change the fire behavior once fire gets into that stand.
To get to the point where a prescribed burn is even an option, forest managers must remove the buildup of brush and trees. That's called thinning. California State Parks environmental scientist Daniel Shaw says before lighting a prescribed burn, they also need to consider the risks, such as nearby communities.
So we're producing smoke, but we're trying to produce it at a time when it has the least potential impact and hopefully reduce the amount of smoke that might come with a wildfire.
Over the past 20 years, multiple controlled burns have been lit at Sugar Pine Point. Shaw says this is protecting the area.
If a wildfire comes through, this landscape will be more resilient.
With wildfires burning across California, resiliency is key. But can the use of prescribed burns be expanded? Roger Bales with the Sierra Nevada Research Institute at UC Merced says yes.
They can be scaled up as long as we can provide the financing to do them and do them in a way that doesn't degrade the air quality.
To do this, Bales says there needs to be significant buy-in from the public and government. Stanford ecologist Jesse Miller says the cost of a prescribed burn is significantly less than fighting a wildfire.
I think it's really just a cultural question of will we get to the point where we actually want to make this a priority, even if it's expensive.
The price of a prescribed burn varies depending on time of year and resources. Robert York with UC Berkeley's Blodgett Forest Research Station says the warmer and drier it is, the more expensive a burn. But he supports burning year-round.
If the conditions are good, let's have lots of burns going on in the Sierra Nevadas.
York admits there are challenges, like the risk of a fire escaping the lines drawn for it.
We can reduce that risk quite a bit by burning under conditions that are appropriate. The other constraint we have is just the lack of expertise around the state for conducting prescribed fires.
In light of the mega fires California is experiencing, York says this is an issue that needs to be taken seriously.
The emergency starts happening early on in the summer. As soon as the snow melts, if we kind of recognize that as a huge problem and a huge emergency, then we can maybe put more resources towards prescribed burning.
If California takes action, York says the catastrophic wildfires like those seen this fall across the state could be avoided. Ezra David Romero, CAP Radio News.
For continuing coverage of how wildfires are impacting California, visit capradio.org. You'll find stories about smoke, evacuations, science, and more.